How do you do that?
I can't tell you, because that's the secret code of the magician.
But even I'm so close at it.
Yes.
And you just can't see where it goes.
No. This technique is called close-up magic or table magic.
Yeah.
It's a very nice way of doing magic, because your audience is not only in the front, but at the rear, at the back. So a good magician has his eyes everywhere.
In preparing this interview, you did put a lot of things over here.
Yeah, yeah.
I honestly don't know what's going to happen, but I'm very curious.
I've here a couple of books, five themes, Dracula, Frankenstein, Dracula, Christmas Carol, Jane Austen, Persuasion, and Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Take a book.
Just anyone?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take Dracula.
Yeah, okay. Your favorite one? Or
I like the book.
Oh, you like the book. Open the book and look at the word. It doesn't matter.
So, any page?
Yeah.
Any page?
Yeah.
And I take a word, okay?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Close the book.
Yeah?
You can leave it there. So, take another book, for example, Sherlock Holmes or Christmas Carol. For example, look at the same page number. Maybe there are our viewers who said, all the books are the same, only the front is different. So you have the same page. Are there the same words in there?
No, it's a different book.
So your word you have now think of is not in the book.
No.
For example, another book. Okay, because
this book even hasn't a page.
Okay. Yeah. So it's
real.
It's real. Okay. I've heard word.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're thinking of. It could be any word. More than a million birds.
Yeah.
What was your word?
Weekly.
Weekly it is.
How the hell do you do that? That's impressive.
Yeah,
I'm speechless.
I leave the books there. Yeah, if the interview is done, please look at all the pages.
They are real.
Yeah. So this is mentalism. This is not the sleight of hand. This is mere the psychological stuff.
You're already answering my next question. I did throw down. Isn't magic? Isn't it old fashioned?
Yeah. No.
But
no.
If I see this,
no. It's the magic is old, but not old-fashioned. No,
show me another thing, but
still impressive. Okay, something with cards. More we call it sleight of hand, but I shall do it very slow, and then everyone can see it in slow motion, so that there is no tricky movement with sleight of hand. In a deck of cards, I do it like this. I hope it is everyone can see it now here. All the cards in there except the joker. There's no joker inside.
Okay.
I have here a dome with one card in a glass. You can pick any card. Point with your finger one card. It doesn't matter which one.
That one.
That one? Okay.
Yeah, I can take it?
Yeah, you can take it. I show to camera. It is all different, of course. Otherwise, it isn't a trick. It is cheating.
Yeah.
And I don't cheat. Okay. What was your card? And this card I show, it's a red back and you have a blue back, so you can keep it as a souvenir.
that's
this is they call sleight of hand.
But is that also why there are such a price differences when you ask for the price for a magician?
Yeah,
you get sometimes very cheap prices, sometimes very high. Is this the reason? Because the complexity of tricks?
No, this is one of the reasons. The most important reason is a professional has to live from his profession, and an amateur not. Mostly an amateur.
They do it aside their real job.
Yeah, as a side job. Everyone can do a trick.
Yeah?
The one trick pony. we said. But for entertainment, magical entertainment, that's more than a one-trick pony. And that's the main reason why there's so huge difference in style.
Maybe to conclude with.
Yeah.
Okay. I see a dice over there.
Yeah, this is very simple. What I have here, it's a die. Do you know the secret of the die?
No.
No. The secret of the die, it's always 7. Okay. Under the 5 is always the 2. Under the 3, the 4. And under the 1, the 6.
Yeah.
If you have a die that don't have this rule, then don't play with it.
Okay.
What you can do, I turn around. What you can do, think about the number of the die. For example, 6. With one hand, you make a table. Then you put your number on top, and you close it with your other hand, but also the side, because of the side, I can guess
what maybe, it is.
Yeah, because of the rule of 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Okay, I don't look.
I show it to the camera.
You can show it to the camera, and we didn't have made any arrangement. Huh?
No.
Okay. So this is your choice now.
Yeah.
Okay. This is funny because because if it is your choice, you could pick any number of the die. Except 5. If you have picked 5, you have done my choice. What do you have?
I have 5.
Show it? Yeah, okay. Do it again. This was more psychological. Do the second time, it's for me harder. So you can change any time you like. And then you make your final decision. And when you're happy, then you say, okay, I'm happy. Okay,
I'm happy.
Okay. Okay. So the first one, it was 5. Psychological, most of the people do them the second time when you have an odd number, an even number. But you didn't do that. You had a 5 odd, so that's the highest one. And you are now to the lowest one, and that's the 1 odd.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is all mental stuff, all psychological stuff. And I like this.
I really like this stuff, Richard. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.